The loyalty of God. When we take a look at Romans chapter 11, verses 1 through 5, Paul is asking or saying, I ask then, did God reject his people? By no means. I am an Israelite myself, a descendant of Abraham, from the tribe of Benjamin. God did not reject his people, whom he foreknew. Don't you know what scripture says in the passage about Elijah, how he appealed to God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars. I am the only one left, and they are trying to kill me. And what was God's answer to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. We're living in a time where loyalty is hard to come by. You can't even find loyalty in relationships, not with companies, not with positions, not with churches. Loyalty is almost extinct. Luckily for us, God's loyalty never wavers. The character of God is often proven best as we explore the frailty of our own character. The more inconsistent and frail we are, the greater God appears to us. It makes God look better when everything else is shaking and there is nothing left solid to stand on. When we see all the chaos in the world and in our life, it's easy to ask, has God forgotten us? As things seem at their worst, and we are made to make worldly choices, based on Romans 11, verses 1 through 5, we know there will be a remnant that will not bow the knee.